You don't know what happened yesterday. You weren't here.
Oh, well, I know when she got back into the house.
He says, where have you been?
Because she, like, you know, abandoned me. It's always my fear.
You're such a wuss.
It's the first thing that comes to my mind. Your son has finally had enough. Makes sense. It does make sense. Yeah.
Are you ready?
Just go. You're only going to do the same damn verse as we've done already.
Would you like to teach? Polynesian princess is the Polynesian princess is ready. Gary, any you need to move this way a little because I can't see Gary. Gary, did any thoughts about our extended Bible study yesterday?
I just think about it a lot.
Well, let's put some scripture on so that it's not just something people think I made up.
Too late.
I only thought about it.
Let's go to Rome. Just go to the next chapter. All right. Anybody have any thoughts?
Yeah, you don't think about it.
Romans 13. We're moving ahead for a minute. Verse 11. Well, that's good. And that knowing the time, that now is it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Now, this is one of the verses that or sections that caused me to know that the last day started at the crucifixion. The night, in verse 12, the night is far spent and the day is at hand. The night at the time of Christ, when he was crucified, the sun darkened. The last day began at that moment. And we've been in the night of the last day for 2,000 years. And we've been in the night of the last day because of our rebellion. Our rebellion is manifested by making provisions for the flesh. Does anybody believe that, really?
I do. I don't in any way want to appear or actually be piling on Gary, but the thing that...
But you're going to pile on him anyway.
No, I'm going to say the thing... I can't really identify what it is, but I can say the thing that I feel uncomfortable about, Gary, that you say in here and other places, I mean, just that you say, is I feel that it somehow gives space, it somehow gives a place to the flesh, a place to the devil, rather than now, rather than it's finished now, rather than repent now. It's somehow there's something in it that is a continuing process that tomorrow, there will be a tomorrow, and between now and then, this is going to happen, and I don't know what to say other than that. I've been trying, particularly in the last few days, to identify it. I can't grab what it is, but there's some subtle little nuance somehow that makes my stomach go like that, makes me go, ooh, this space giving place to the devil or the flesh.
Can I tell you what I think is going on? I think it's fear. And I think that you have guilt that hasn't been resolved, and so you can't possibly believe that it's finished now. And if you want me to get specific, we'll do it alone, but I think that your inner being cannot accept that time is at an end and that the judgment seat is already here, because there's a part that the fear there is that if I say and if I think in the manner of no more time, then I'm without hope. And I spent a lot of time praying about this last night. You're so incredibly close. But I believe that guilt is holding you back from the fullness of the mystery of God. Not just you, I believe there are many others, but you happen to be chosen by God to have that point revealed. And so that causes an automatic need for extension of time, for something else to happen. So I'm not asking you to respond even. I'm just asking you to search and let the Holy Spirit open down to the bone and marrow and see if you see any witness to that. Amen? All right, let me read this once again. In verse 11, and knowing the time, I'm about three quarters dizzy here. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed or when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, and not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And again, remember, lust is that strange word just means, it means wanting anything in the universe to change, to be different than it is. So, now let's look at a couple other places. Let's go backwards to Romans 6 and see if we review what we studied there.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Really, what it means is we should not serve self in any way. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him. And that's a bad translation. It's that we shall live by the means of him and him alone. There are no other means by which it can take place. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God alone. Likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through or by the means of Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that we should obey it in the lusts thereof. Now you remember, mortal means dead. That's what the meaning of the word is. Let not sin reign in your mortal body. How can that happen? Because you have always been a vessel for a deity from the very beginning. But the vessel that you've been a deity for is the instead of Christ, the Antichrist. And he is sin. And every part of him, even everything that you call good in you, okay, now let's go to Galatians 5. Verse 13. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if thou bite and devour one another, take heed that you not be consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you are led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. The only singular way that you can walk in the Spirit is the total 100% emptying and abandonment of self. There can be not the slightest occasion to give breath to time or to give breath to your thoughts or emotions or feelings. The total abandonment of self, which by definition is the total emptying. You're not a debtor to anything that you feel or think or sense. You're not a debtor to the mind whatsoever. And when you wait for something to gel, you think that it's righteous. In God's eyes, it's witchcraft. Anybody? Comments?
Well, just if you really take time out of the picture, and if you look at how long you and Gary have been conversing, It is possible that even after 30, 35 years, something big or something deep can come out. And it's just amazing. With anybody. I mean, I've seen other examples of
that. Oh, sure. It's not just with Gary, it's with all of us.
Yeah.
Kevin, what's going on? One of these days I'm going to quit having to call you out and you just say it.
No, it goes back to the moment. I mean, when I was in all my mess, my fear was getting painted into a corner. In other words, I was going to be found out. And there was no escape. And I hated that. I fought against it for weeks until I saw my death, essentially.
Yeah.
I told you this. What I saw was you with a hand around my neck and a gun in my mouth saying,
repent.
And so it's this thing about not wanting people to feel pressure or not feeling okay about who they are. I think that's the danger. Is there's mercy. But there can't be mercy and sloth. There can't be
the day is far spent. I mean, the night is far spent. The day is dawning. And it's far nearer than when we first believed. There can't be time. Back again to the origin of the hot seats was the book of Zephaniah. Zephaniah means hidden of God. And it was essentially that you must see yourself today on the judgment seat. And if you can't see yourself on the judgment seat, by definition, if you see yourself in the judgment seat and you know even the slightest bit about the law, you will see only your death. And if you see your death, then it is impossible not to forgive yourself. Does that compute?
For some reason, that reminds me of what happens when you go into a courtroom. You can, outside the courtroom, in your normal life, you can come up with all kinds of things to think about and do and occupy your time, fantasies and fables to make you feel better. But when you get into the courtroom and the door closes and the judge comes in and sits down, that stuff disappears. And there's nothing except that moment. And that reality.
The hospital's like that too.
Yeah, the emergency room is like that. Everything disappears and it's just there.
Let's go to Zephaniah chapter 2. Somebody give her a page.
I heard the door slam. I thought Gary had gotten up and left.
You got up. Zephaniah.
The other area.
Two.
Page 980. No. That's
not the right. I don't know this guy. Read a book? Do you know this guy read a book?
Please, sir.
It's really a wild book. We spent a lot of time studying this.
What page?
971.
Gather yourselves together. Chapter 2, verse 1. Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation or O people not desired. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you, seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness and meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Now, to me, that says very clearly that we must see ourselves daily on the judgment seat. And if you see yourself on the judgment seat, you cannot possibly justify your life, even if you know just a little bit about the law. But if you really know the law, you'll see that every one of those thoughts was a commission of the sin. Every time you left somebody, you murdered them. Every time you withheld from somebody, you hated them. And each one of those are a death penalty. All of our lives are built on a lie. We can't continue in this anymore. And that's, you know, that's why if you really look at your life since the day you became a believer, what mostly has happened is your own worst fears have come upon you. But praise God, because without those fears coming upon us, we could have not have known the fullness of the mercy of God. We could not have known our own death. I mean, this is really controversial stuff. This isn't Let's go to one other place. Go to Matthew 11. Again, if you read, go in all the books and read all the words that John are recorded of John the Baptist. Fundamentally, he said, "Bring forth fruit necessary for repentance."
Did you say 111?
No, I said chapter 11. Verse 11. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you will receive it, this is Elijah, which was for to come. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. But whereunto shall I liken this generation and all generations? It is like unto children sitting in the markets and calling unto their fellows and saying, We have piped unto you, and you have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and you have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he hath a devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man gluttonous and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. The kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. That violence must be internal. It can't be, you can't give a second of space, a nanosecond. One more verse or two in it. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 2, but I beseech you that I may not be bold when I'm, man, never mind, let's go to verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. The war is the violence. The violent take it by force. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Now, they're not carnal because there's no way of describing. You can't put words to what the carnality, what the weapon is. You have no idea what it is, how it'll be manifested. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing or high place that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. You are dead. Then if you're dead, then whose space are you giving when you give breath to time or your thoughts? You're only giving breath to the evil one. And it sounds so sincere to say, well, I'm just trying to understand. Well, just pray time lasts then. But I believe, and everything I teach, and this is one of the things that makes people so angry at me, is that this day must be seen as the judgment day. Amen. Anybody have any response? Gary? Or John, I mean?
I was thinking about one of those guys, Rob Bell, one of the Emergent Church guys. That is pretty funny. He's, that whole thing, what they're saying is sort of a reverse version of, you know, a long-time heresy. What they're saying is, like, God's wrath was pacified because of the cross, and now there's no wrath anymore at all. And, you know, that's just not true. You know, it's like if I step away from trying to extricate myself from Christ and be my own thing, I'm going to run right smack dab into that. You know, if I get consciousness of myself and suddenly I'm this entity out there, then, you know, it's like it's still there. It's not gone away. And if we act like it's, you know, it's gone and there's this new, different kind of thing happening, then that's where the fear of God disappears.
One of my favorite excuses that I've heard for now 35 years, well, that's just the way I am. That's just how I respond. Anybody want to try that one? What's going on, Gary? Can you talk about it? You want to talk after Bible study?
Not this morning.
I'm available anytime. Remember my prayer from the day I became a believer for me, and from the day we formed as a body for all of us. My prayer is to God, to the world, the devil, and the flesh. Take your best shot.
Yeah, I remember when you first said that, and I realized that you had said you were praying that for us. It was like, wait a minute.
My God, what is it
done? I like that. You know, that's why this is happening for you to be praying that.
Thank you, sir, for having us.
This explains a lot.
What's going on, Anthony? You look like you've been hit by a brick.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
I just know that, like, for myself, the thing that it's so hard for me to escape is my own reality. I always get caught up.
That's just the way you are. That's just the way every friggin' human being is. You're without excuse.
It's miserable.
Well, here's what I think is going on. When I talked about guilt, it hit you between the eyes. Your countenance was destroyed. It's an absolute insult to God because you think you're so friggin' special that the sacrifice of the Son of God wasn't enough for you. On that, take it, big guy.
Joyous morning meeting. Joyous. Are you going to throw up? I'm sick to my stomach.